BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, this is Scott Mills. Coming on this podcast, the worldwide media reaction to Chris interviewing Mila Kunis. It is absolutely insane. We cannot believe how crazy this has gone. So that's on here. Also, Innuendo Bingo, Phil Taggart off of Nighttime Radio 1 plays against Chris. It's a wet one. And have you ever learnt an entire rap to just make it your party trick so you can do it anytime, in a car, in the club, anywhere?
BBC Radio 1.
Can we all just take a moment to discuss what the hell has happened with this Mila Kunis interview? What's going on?
It just all feels very weird right now.
So yesterday at 1:45, we played you when Chris met Mila Kunis. He went to meet her on Friday. We didn't tell him, up until about 10 minutes beforehand, who he was going to interview. It was awful. The interview went completely off the rails, but now appears to be an internet sensation. And Kristen, Mel and Darren have told me that about 5 minutes ago, literally just coming to my Twitter, it's been on Good Morning America, which is like national breakfast television in the US. That's a big deal.
What's going on?
I don't know. So it's had a lot of hits now on YouTube. I believe they featured it as one of their top videos. It's been on news sites all over the world, from Australia to America. Here's a selection of things that I have found in the last few hours about this interview from various places around the world.
Watch this career-defining Mila Kunis interview.
So far, you're doing a great job.
Really?
No.
Mila Kunis talks Jager bombs with nervous interviewer.
That is disgusting.
This interview is a masterpiece.
Listen, I want to come. You're going to show me football and I'll show you a blue moon.
Mila Kunis gets a lesson in UK pub culture in awkward yet charming BBC interview. Mila Kunis asked on date by BBC One journalist. Mila Kunis interview turns into fun first date. Speaking with petrified on-camera newbie Chris Stark on Radio 1, Mila Kunis kept it not only cool, but also real, kind and amusing in equal parts.
News. News. Mila Kunis. News. What is going on?
I've just been told the video's... it's not even been 24 hours yet. It's I don't know where these numbers are coming from, but 447,000 people have already seen this video.
I'm more impressed you've just been on Good Morning America.
I just find this whole thing bonkers.
It is bonkers.
They called it
a career-defining interview. Is that for you or for her?
I don't know.
It's not a masterpiece. And also, you're now a BBC One journalist.
I love that.
As if. That's from a place in Australia. BBC Radio 1 and not a journalist. This thing is just getting bigger and bigger, this Mila Kunis thing. I don't get it. I honestly don't get it.
It's like every 10 minutes, I'm getting sent another link to another newspaper. It's just ridiculous.
It's incredible. I've just seen, thank you to this person who's just been in contact with me, Karen, who is in Australia and has just found this on her homepage. It's the top story, arguably the biggest online news site in Australia. You're on the front. Don't be getting a massive ego now. Let's just remember the interview was rubbish.
Hollywood beauty Mila Kunis agrees to go to Watford match. It's like a headline from... It's like a dream. A really weird dream.
Yes. It's a toe curler, but it's doing well on the internet. We're getting messages from people in America. Like, a lot of people are just seeing it in America because they've just woken up.
The fact that you've even just said that is ridiculous.
I know, it's crazy.
There's no reason why anyone there should know about this.
There have been reports of it being on the Today Show in America, which is like a massive breakfast TV show there.
Well, you've explained these shows to me because I'm not so...
That's a big show. The Today Show is like millions and millions of people watch that when they wake up every day in America. You've also been on Good Morning America, which when I'm in America is actually my breakfast show of choice.
Is it?
GMA. And there's Australian websites and all sorts of things going on. This has gone absolutely crazy. Mm. We did not know this is going to happen. But I think there's one place that's really missing out on getting this story. It's been all over the world, but there's one really obvious place that it needs to be at least recognised.
Oh, yeah.
More on this in a minute. Newsweek have been on, which is a massive American magazine, and it's been an FHM.
I've just seen the FHM thing.
Lol that you're more excited about it being on FHM than Newsweek. American newspapers are talking about it. It's been on. It's been the subject of several radio morning shows in New York and Minneapolis.
What's going on?
And on blogs like Gawker and Reddit, all over it. Also, it's been on the TV on Good Morning America and the Today Show in the US when Americans were waking up an hour or so ago. If you don't believe me, someone's just sent a screenshot of you on actual American television.
No way.
And we are putting that on the Radio 1 Twitter and Facebook right now. That's from the Today Show on NBC. But you know what's missing? You haven't covered the story in the actual... Like, your mum wants it in the paper. Mm. It's all very well being online, but you know parents, they're like, they want to actually, you know, old school, just kind of drop through their letterbox and be able to read it. If you say, I'm on a website, doesn't matter how cool the website is, they just go, If you go, I'm in the paper, it's like, ding, win. Mm. My mum doesn't understand it if it's just online.
She's no, like, I think mine's the same.
Yeah. Everyone's mum wants it to be in the local paper. And you know what paper you're not in? You might be News Worldwide with your Mila Kunis interview. You're not in the Watford local paper. That's not on.
In the actual paper.
They've done something about it online, but in the Watford Observer, not in.
Not in yet.
And like that's what you want to show your mum tonight. That's who's going to be most proud of you.
Yeah, she would love that.
Now, no one likes a self-publicist. I'm not going to do it for you. And you can't do it because that's really sad, like Googling yourself. But you need to pretend to be someone else so we can call the Watford Observer now and try and get it in the actual paper. So think of a name, any name.
Okay.
And should we give this a go? Mm. Sorry to spring this on you, but it seems that you work well under pressure. That's what we've learned so far this week. Don't plan anything.
You're doing this.
Don't plan anything and it goes really well. I'm ringing them now. Oh.
Hello, newsroom.
Hello there. I'm trying to get a story into the Watford Observer.
Yeah? Well, what's that about?
It's about a local boy. His name's Chris Stark.
Yeah.
And he's done this interview with Mila Kunis.
Bear with me one second.
Thank you for holding. Your call will be dealt with as soon as possible.
Hello, news desk.
My name's Fernando Alfonso. I'm trying to get a story in the local paper.
All right.
It's about this lad, Chris Stark, who interviewed Mila Kunis.
Yes.
Have you heard about this?
We have, yeah. I've had a watch of the interview myself this morning. We've got something on the website if you want to have a look.
He's a local boy, done good. What are you thinking the headline's going to be?
I'm not too sure. Probably something along the lines of, I don't know, Mila Kunis interviewed by... Because I think it's from Penner, actually, isn't he, originally?
That's what I've heard.
But he's a Watford fan and went to the boys' school as well, so it'd probably be sort of focused around that, I would have thought. What have you got put together?
I'm just thinking, I saw the video myself, and I just got the impression that his mum would really like him to be in the local paper.
Right. Okay. You saw the video yourself? You're one of his friends, are you? Or perhaps Chris himself?
Absolutely not. My name's Fernando Alfonso.
You do sound quite a lot like him as well. Are you sure?
Absolutely not, my friend.
You sure you're not having me on?
Absolutely not. I'm Australian.
You're not Australian. This is Chris, isn't it?
What he was wondering, though, I got the impression, because I know, I thought he would like to be in the local paper.
I'm sure he would.
Would it be in the paper, not just on the website? Because sometimes you can get fobbed off like that and just be on the...
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. No, I should imagine it would. We've got some pictures off the video on YouTube.
Right.
So I should expect it probably will make it into the paper.
His mum, I'm sure, would like a nice big picture.
His mum would like to speak to me? That'd be quite nice as well.
I'm not sure about that so much, but...
no, all right, well, I'll see what I can do.
The only other thing I was going to say, headline-wise...
Yeah?
I get the impression he'd like, local legend.
Local legend, I'll see what I can do. I'll run that by the subs, I'm sure they'll oblige.
Anyway, I just thought I'd let you know about it, just saw the video, lots of people have, and, just thought you might want to know about it.
No, that sounds great.
Okay, thanks for your time, Adam.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Really, really convincing.
Yeah.
What was your name again?
Fernando Alfonso.
An Australian.
It's all I can think of. Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1. Do you think the headline will now be, from Alex in Devon, local lad gone desperate?
Could be.
And it won't be anything about the Mila Kunis thing, it'll just be the fact that you called them, begging to be on.
Fernando called them.
The Scott Mills Daily.
There is a live lounge late tonight with Phil Taggart, and it will feature the XX. How good is that?
I'm so excited.
Are they actually coming in live?
They're coming in live. I've never met them before. They did a live lounge before Christmas and I was off making tea, and when I was making my tea bag, I looked up and I saw Romy from the XX there, and I was too sheepish to say hello.
Oh.
So I think this time I'm going to make her a really good cup of tea, get her into a good mental focus for the live lounge late. And it's really cool as well because they're going to play one of their brand new singles, but they're also going to play like a really special cover that they've never played anywhere else before.
Just for you?
Yeah.
Is Levine going to be well enough for this?
No, she's sick. She's ill. I felt really bad because I was telling everybody she was in the Priory because of all the ice cream and Viennetta that she was eating.
Well, she did bosh a Viennetta mint one with a spatula just a few weeks ago after the Brits.
5 a.m, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah, it was. I mean, you're right to say that. It's been rapidly downhill from there, but at least she's getting the help she needs.
She's on the brain freeze come down.
So, Phil Taggart tonight from 10 o'clock. It's a good show, have a listen. And the XX are going to be on, what time?
10:30.
Awesome.
But we're going to have the webcams on from about 10:15, so if you're a big XX fan, you can watch them set up, you can watch them drink water. It's pretty voyeuristic, you'll love it.
I quite like it.
Yeah.
It's like when we put the cameras on for this, for Bingo, and it's like people quite like us getting the studio ready and putting sheets over anything. I don't know why, it's kind of weird.
Are the cameras on right now? No.
No?
Oh.
I do like your... nylon thing.
His jacket.
It's good. Do you remember that video for Thrift Shop that we did for Dan and Phil, where me and Alice Levine were up against you and Jamila?
Yeah.
I actually bought this in one of the thrift shops.
Did you?
I was going to say, it's one of those that I can't tell if he spent very good money on it or no money at all on it.
It's kind of, it's a very hipster jacket.
Yeah,
certainly
is. I look like Mr. Motivator.
Yeah, and match, that's all it would take.
It's nice and waterproof. I thought it would suit the bingo.
It is so, you're not going to get wet at all. It's lads in you at a bingo today with Phil Taggart.
Oi, oi.
And with Chris here.
Oi, oi.
Internet sensation.
Am I the new Dan and Phil?
No. What is going on with this? It's just been on Danish TV, on Polish TV, and it's been on Good Morning America, the like national breakfast show on TV in America. This is the Mila Kunis interview from yesterday. It's not like Gangnam Style.
It is. You're a new Psy, Chris.
But it is one of those things where you don't know what's going to happen, and then you just put it out there, and before you know it, you've got billions of views. You're going to be rich beyond your wild. You're not going to be rich, because... but it's really good. Mm. I'm really pleased for you.
Thank you.
Is it sinking in yet?
No, it's odd, isn't it?
Really odd.
You're a celebrity now, you can afford to be a bit of a diva.
Can I?
Yeah. Don't say that.
Of course you can. At least for today, you can be a diva the rest of the day, because you're now the most famous person in Radio 1 today.
Today?
Good.
At least for 24 hours,
anyway. Yeah, exactly. Bask in it. Okay, it's time for bingo.
It's Tuesday. It's 1:45. This is Innuendo Bingo.
It's never really 1:45, is it?
Rarely.
Twice a day.
Phil Taggart is wearing nylon.
That's not funny.
It's not funny. You're overtired. And also, a lot of your nighttime listeners are going, still got the beard.
I'm going to shave it off between now and the show. I brought in a razor and some shaving foam.
Oh, shaving at work. That's weird. Chris does that.
Yeah.
Really? Do you actually?
I think that's weird.
I thought just big middle class sort of businessmen did that.
No.
Well, now that you're a star.
He'll have someone to shave him soon.
Do you remember you shaved me?
Yeah,
once?
Let's not get into that.
Oh, God.
That was a weird one.
Really weird. Okay.
Your face?
So, yeah. He'd never done it before. He'd never had a wet shave.
We've got the story.
Oh, Phil, you're going to be nice and dry in that waterproof there you've got. And are we ready? Are you watching it on your phone? Watch us. Okay. First off, can we take the water, please?
Uh-huh.
May the best man lose.
We're off to Saturday Kitchen. And this chef is very experienced.
I need Josh to calm down and I need him to think. I've been tossing for God knows how many years.
We are far too close, Phil.
I like the closeness.
We're going to bash heads.
No, this is the studio that I got concussion in. That's why they put that guard up that's behind.
I know. I thought it was like an attractive feature of the studio, but it's not. It's just to stop you bashing your head.
I need Josh to calm down and I need him to think. I've been tossing for God knows how many years.
Okay, good start. Okay. Now we're going over to Bargain Hunt. A constant source of innuendo bingo. And is this what they... What? Right there.
I was choking.
Okay. Water, please.
First innuendo bingo fatality.
Is this what they do on Bargain Hunt these days?
I like those.
I like the way the light catches
the eye.
What is
it, girls?
Look, I think it's doorknobs.
Doorknobs.
Knobs.
Right. Lovely knobs, girl.
No, lovely.
Oh, no, I forgot to bring in spare jeans.
He's amazing.
He's knobs. He's good at me. Yeah, hello, Molly, who's halted her maths revision to watch Inuit a Bingo. Mark in Glasgow in uni, playing it with friends and watching it at the same time.
Hi, Mark.
They look like twins, says Nick in Cornwall.
Seriously?
Really?
Okay, who's more that? Water, please. And let's get some breaking news.
Staff will be getting ready to seal his apartment. They even seal the lift that leads up to the apartment. They will smash the fisherman's ring.
Sweet, merciful Lord.
Who's wettest?
It's a draw.
It's a draw.
Yeah,
it's a draw.
Yeah.
Get this on your computer now or on your phone. You can watch us. Okay. More water.
Yeah, man.
Alice Levine, what is she like?
Time for this.
We've lost Levine.
I got my maracas out.
I remember that. She does that all the time.
I got my maracas out.
Chris has managed to hold it there.
If you're ever stuck for a bingo, just go on the iPlayer and listen to Levine. She comes out with them all the time.
I know.
Do you want to spare?
I won't spare you. Ooh. Get better soon, Alice.
Get well soon, Levine. Okay. Here we go. Over to Linda Bellingham's Tasty Travels now. I don't know if anyone's ever seen this, but it's quite an eye-opener.
Well, it may have a bigger oven, but size isn't everything. It's not a patch on my butty.
Oh, sweet God.
These are amazing ones.
These are really good.
It's not a patch on my butty.
Thanks, Linda.
I think the people who sent them in should get extra points.
If you send that one in, give yourself some points. mostly new clips here as well. So thank you. You're doing a really good job. Thank you for sending in innuendo bingo at the moment. It is incredible. Keep sending them in. You ready?
Yeah.
You can't look at that.
What's happened?
I'm just realising I'm wet.
Yeah, I know. Funny that.
Yeah.
Janine off of EastEnders on on Sunday brunch.
A King Edward potato, a nice floury potato, layered with butter. So it's known as a butter pie.
Oh, I do like a bit of meat in my pie.
Thanks, Janine.
Oh, I do like a bit of meat in my pie.
She pushed Barry off the cliff.
Did. He did as well.
That happened.
That's just fine. That happened.
I forgot about that. That was really good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I was gripped. It wasn't even a cliff. It was like a small...
It was
small
not
ledge.
One,
it was like a small mound. Mm. Is that... Oh, that's one. Okay. And now over to EastEnders. Again. But current EastEnders. Not where Janine pushes Barry off a mound. Bless Dot Cotton. Reminiscing on days gone by with Ian Beale.
Oh, Ian. Sometimes I look at you and I remember that boy what used to like to lick the bowl out when we'd made bums. Do you remember?
Yeah, of course I remember.
Not even one, but I like it.
It is if you think hard enough.
It just sounds bad, but it's not.
I used to like to lick the bowl out.
Okay.
There you go.
Nice one.
Oh.
Okay.
It's so wet. It's
very, yes, it's very wet down there.
My groin. It's very wet down there.
My groin is wet.
Okay. Back to bargain hunt. And they like to issue quite specific instructions these days.
So you're almost dead set, according to his estimate, to make a profit. So let's all cross our legs and look at the truncheon.
Okay. Phil.
That's the first one I've ever held.
Phil held it. Chris went. Okay. Now over to BBC Athletics. It's Denise Lewis. And one of the athletes is really in trouble.
And I remember seeing her lip read and saying that my pole's too stiff.
Well held.
My pole's too stiff.
I'm gone.
Yeah,
I'm out.
I'm out.
Stick a fork in me, I'm done.
Okay. More. This is a good one today. Right, we're going over to Top Gear. And James May making a startling revelation.
We've just entered Jezzer.
Come on.
Through Jezzer.
I think that's Jeremy Clarkson. Think about it. No, don't.
No, don't.
No, really don't.
Oh, no, I am.
Okay.
It's good.
Ready? More water there?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Over to Gabby Roslin now on BBC London, asking all the leading questions.
So, Super Cycling Man, in your Superman outfit, is your helmet special as well?
The best bit is the preamble to that. So, Super Cycling Man. That's a superhero. Yes, I'm Super Cycling Man.
I really like that one. Okay. Ready?
More.
Okay. And now over to Escape to the Country. I love this show, and here's why.
Well, that seemed to get you very excited.
Yes, it did, especially downstairs.
Again.
Well, that seemed to get you very excited.
Yes, it did, especially downstairs.
And...
Thanks, Jen.
One more.
Okay, right, let's go for a super one. As much water as you can actually fit to the back of your throat.
Ready? To the point where it's spilling out.
Like, that's how much water is in that right now. So.
I should stop licking my brush. I was just like... there's something stuck in my craw.
Alice Levine there.
Damn you, Levine.
I've actually got one more. It's a good. It's a good one.
I didn't even know what a craw was.
No.
Oh, my hair. I did it all well for the XX.
I hope you're having a shave for the XX. That's not acceptable. Mm. Over to Nick Hewer now. On Countdown. With details on how he likes to unwind of an evening.
Some Stilton cheese and a glass of red wine. Perfect, perfect dinner.
So wine and a growler is your perfect night.
Apparently so. That was Tuesday's In Your Bingo. Well done, lads. It was a wet one, but it was good.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Phil. Remember, Live Lounge late tonight.
The XX is going to be in.
XX, you can watch it.
Yes?
Yes, and you can listen on Radio 1 from 10 o'clock if you're a fan. You must be here for the XX tonight.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Something I was thinking about earlier, right? Have you ever wanted to learn a rap really well, like from start to finish, flawless, just so that you can bust it out unannounced? Maybe if you're in a car with somebody and they're not aware that you know the rap.
Yeah.
I would absolutely love to do that.
A bit like, you know when James Corden does that bit when it was in Gavin and Stacey? What was the song? American Boy.
Oh, yeah.
And he does the rap from that.
Yes.
With Smithy's sister.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That
and the
is
other
good.
One is Fresh Prince.
It's but, impressive, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fresh Prince has been done, though.
Yeah.
Everyone does that.
True.
And actually, a lot of people can do that one.
Mm.
But I'm thinking, I don't know, like 2-1-2 would be good.
Yeah.
It's hard to learn with all the gaps, though. Because, I mean, I'm not learning the original in the car with my mum. Not ideal, is it?
Mm.
I'm just trying to think that maybe, like, my mate does this all the time, my mate Tony. Him and his girlfriend have competitions where, like, for long car journeys, they will just amuse each other by learning the raps, like entire raps to Nicki Minaj songs. And I just wanted to know if anyone else does this, and is it a thing? And have you actually learned one from start to finish just so you can bust it out maybe at a party when people aren't expecting it?
Karaoke.
Yeah, or like, you know, even in a car, like a long journey in a car is a really good one. And not the old ones, not like Fresh Prince or Informer. I'm talking about like newer ones, like from this actual century, from this decade. Let me know if you can do it and if you've done it before and like have a competition with your mates. I quite like to get involved, but I think I'd be useless at it. Emily!
Hello!
Hiya, where are you today?
Hello, I'm in Leicester.
Right, so you do this thing where you learn raps. What have you learned recently?
I did 212 in a taxi ride.
In a taxi ride?
Yep.
Who was in the taxi?
It was some girls I live with. I'm at uni, they live with me. And yeah, the taxi driver.
It's weird, there's people on that haven't checked for ages that they can still do it. Like, somebody learned 99 Problems when they were 16. They just, like, did it to themselves to check if they can still do the rap. Still got it. There's somebody that learnt when they were 14, Cleaning Out My Closet by Eminem. Now 24, still got it. Maybe it never leaves you. You'll be able to rap Azealia Banks for the rest of your life.
What an honour.
I know. Woo!
My party trick.
Are you learning anything new at the moment?
I'm currently working on the thrift shop.
Where do you bust this out? Where do you do it? At parties?
Yeah, usually we're in like clubs and stuff, so no one can really hear, but I just try and do it really loud so everyone knows I can do it.
In a club or a bar, do you actually go and ask for them to play the song just so you can do it?
Maybe.
Yes. How's thrift shop coming along, please?
It's not too good at the moment. It's really hard. I get like two lines and then I can't get any further.
Yeah, it's a tricky one, isn't it?
It is.
You sound like you know.
No, I don't, but I've heard the song and it's tricky.
Yeah, you know.
Love you, bye.
Love you.
Good luck with thrift shop.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Charlie Sloth, hi.
Howdy, how are you, sir?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm all right. I was a little bit ill last night.
Were you?
Vomiting everywhere.
Oh, nice, thanks
yeah,
for that.
Hopefully I'll spread it around with you guys. And
yeah, okay, good. I might just...
cover your mouth.
Yeah. I tell you what we need. You know our mate Simon that's got all those masks?
He's probably listening.
Do you think he's still got them?
He had a lot, didn't he?
Do you remember when there was like a suspected outbreak of what was it? Like
swine flu or
swine flu.
Yeah.
That was it. Who? Swine flu was on, but it never really was odd. So Simon bought, how many was it?
Thousands.
I think it was something like 40,000 masks.
Wow.
Still in his garage.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we can... If anyone wants them. I'm so bringing them in tomorrow, if you're contagious.
I don't think he's contagious. I think it was more something like 8.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dodgy prawns?
I don't eat seafood.
Not that, then?
No. Maybe the chicken. Or the pork.
Or whatever else you ate.
The beef.
Charlie Sloth is good.
Do you know what, Scott? That's the hardest thing about being fat and enjoying food, that when you get, like, food poisoning and trying to backtrack...
You can't narrow it down.
It's very hard.
This is very pleasant, this conversation.
It's true, though. It's like, hang on, what did I eat? Oh, quite a lot. So, like, how am I going to narrow that down?
I actually spent last night writing a list of all the things that I'd ate.
Was it like a detective series?
It was, but it was like an A4 page. It's not a joke.
Charlie is on BBC Radio 1 Extra at 4 this afternoon. Did you hear there was a reel or no reel about you the other day?
Was there?
Oh, sorry, no. Loving the trolls. Yeah, listen. This is when we put the haters through a voice on a computer called Lawrence. It sounds really high and stupid.
Did not know Charlie Sloth looked like that. Gosh, he's fat.
That's nice.
I thought it might be with a PH.
Really?
So it's a compliment that's accidentally been put through.
I told him that you were the best looking fat guy in the universe, no doubt.
Yeah, thanks, man.
True.
Gosh, he's fat.
Yeah, and what?
And what, fam? Sick, bruv.
One extra, 4 o'clock today. Okay, let's get into real or no real. A lot of people love this when they come home from school. Just a selection of facts that you can use with your mates and be like, did you know this? But beware, some of them aren't real, so don't present them as fact. Otherwise, you look like an idiot. Here's today's selection. Are these for real or not?
The original Monopoly sets contained a set of handcuffs which were to be locked around the wrists of those who were sent to jail. This feature was quietly dropped after a series of accidents.
That's a good one.
This is great.
That's a good one. I can actually see this being real.
Yeah.
And I can imagine a lot of the parents, like, nicking the handcuffs and the kids coming like, where's my handcuffs?
I can also see this being real, but for other reasons. I just think it would have been something that was done and just not thought through.
Right. And it's like, suddenly you've got handcuffs, what are you going to do with them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like this. I think this is real.
I think it's real as well. Yeah.
So, old Monopoly used to come with handcuffs. Both saying real?
Yeah.
Real.
That one is no real.
Oh, rubbish. Oh, that was a great fact.
Yeah.
And next.
The panda featured in the logo for the World Wildlife Fund was called Chi-Chi and was chosen for his ability to sit still for hours at a time in order to pose for the artist.
Wow. Okay. It's a really still panda.
So, but it's just a picture, isn't it? It's not a photo, from what I remember. Or is it a photo?
No, I remember it being a drawing, an yeah. image, because I remember thinking that it was part of the Worldwide Wrestling Federation.
WWF, that, haven't they?
Yeah. And I thought, I've never seen the panda in the ring. I guess I've never seen him.
Like a panda smashing a chair over the head of
yeah,
the other
pandas.
Yeah,
that would be so sick.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I'm just looking at
you could combine the two.
That would be so cool.
It doesn't look like the picture of it, they needed a life model.
No.
I think most. They could have just drawn it, yeah. you know. I'm going to say no real on this one.
No real. They've changed the panda, though, right? That's not the original panda.
Is it not?
No. It's not.
Real or no real?
No real.
Chris?
No real.
That one is no real.
Yeah, you're right. It doesn't really look like it's been posed.
Still a bit gutted about the handcuffs thing.
I know.
Yeah.
What a great idea. Next.
Shakira's favourite food is chocolate-covered balls.
Well,
you learn something new. Or is it just made up?
Is that what's known as a profiterole? Is that not what we're talking about here?
No,
chocolate balls.
He said chocolate balls.
No, not
chocolate
really.
Chocolate covered balls.
Yeah.
I mean, you could say anything with chocolate balls, couldn't you? You could say, like, Ferrero Rocher with chocolate balls.
Yeah.
Right, okay. If I was to describe a profiterole, I'd say a chocolate covered ball.
Well, yeah, but it's got cream in as well, hasn't it?
Good point.
Okay, you with your profiteroles.
No, listen, I don't
well
eat them regularly. No. Right.
Oh, you've changed.
No, I haven't changed.
Chris, you have changed a bit.
I mean, have not changed.
A little bit. Like when I was in there last week, you were so humble and gracious and like, you're ordering around the assistant outside, get me a tea now!
I did not.
I want
offered.
A tea right
she
now!
She offered.
Now! I saw you. I was sitting outside. He's like, now!
I'm still the same.
That was an awkward silence there. Did anyone notice that?
Are you still Jenny from the block?
Yes. Profiteroles... I would not eat profiteroles. Anyway.
What, are they too posh?
No real.
No real. No, that's real. That one's real. I know her, personally.
Shakira's favourite food is chocolate balls. Sure?
That's what she said to me.
That one is real.
See?
Yes, she did.
She told me. She said, I love chocolate-covered balls.
Are you tight with Shakira, are you?
Like that.
That's it.
Yeah.
And next.
Bubble wrap was originally marketed as wallpaper.
Why? Why would you ask?
It's just stupid.
People bouncing off the walls kind of thing.
For your creche.
You but know, imagine, like, kids. When you're really bored in your room one day, you could just be like, pop, 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 pop.
Then that would be cool.
But then you'd have to redecorate because you'd pop them all.
Yeah. And it would look all saggy and stuff.
Mm. That's the point. It wouldn't last, would it?
No, it wouldn't really.
I'm going to say...
What a great idea.
It is a great idea. I like the idea if it would sort of blow back into the normal bubbles kind of thing.
Like reinflate.
Reinflate, but that's not going to happen, is it?
No.
I'm going to say no real on this one.
Yeah, no real. Can't see it.
Bubble wrap not ever used as wallpaper.
No.
Was it?
That one is real.
It was wallpaper.
Wow.
Stupid.
Wow.
I know, that's blown your mind, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And at the end of that stunning round of real or no real...
I scored 10, Charlie scored 20.
Yes. Get in, Sloth. BBC Radio 1. Daily. I'm so pleased. For years, whenever I've been late for anything, and you know I'm often late.
Yeah.
It's, SMT, Scott Mills time. I feel that Bieber's taken the pressure off. It's Justin Bieber time now.
I suppose.
Sorry,
so,
I'm
yeah,
on Justin Bieber time.
You're the original, though. Maybe he was on Scott Mills time.
No, I don't think so. And actually, I'm never 2 hours late. That is long. But he's saying it's only 40 minutes.
Is he?
That's what he's saying.
Well, how can he say it's 40 minutes? If it, I assume he was on at a certain time, wasn't he?
I think he was on about 10 past 10.
So how's he 40 minutes if he's 2 hours?
Yeah, well, I think the stage time was 8:30, so I don't know. We're never going to know.
No.
40 minutes. He's Justin Bieber time says 40 minutes. The rest of the crowd say 2 hours.
The Scott Mills Daily.
If you haven't gone to sleep yet, and some people will have done because they listen to this at bedtime, we're back on tomorrow at 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 1, including a new 24 years at the tap end story for you at 1:45.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.